Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Welcome to another edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We begin today with a woman who's known as being the Queen of Soul. But before she was the Queen of Soul, she was a popular standard singer when she was signed to Columbia Records. Here she is singing a composition by Steve Allen called This Could Be the Start of Something Big.
Street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes and suddenly realize this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21's and watching your diet, declining a Charlotte Russe, accepting a fee. When out of the clear blue sky, suddenly it's gal and guy, and this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book? But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, let him in without a second look. You're up in an aeroplane or dining at Sardi's, or else you're at Malibu alone on the plane. Suddenly you hear bells, suddenly you can tell this could be the start of something. This could be the start of something.
First time I looked into them, their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They're making me feel so happy, they make me blue. No stalling, I'm falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them, their eyes. You'd better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they'll get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them bare eyes. With them, their eyes. You'd better watch. watch 'em if you're wise. A little brown eyes sparkle, bubble, they get you in a whole lot of trouble. I'm looking for the boy with the wistful eyes, 'cause I fell in love with them there eyes.
The wonderful Carmen McRae, from an album called Carmen McRae Sings Lover Man, and other Billie Holiday classics with Them There Eyes. And we kicked off with the incredible Aretha Franklin from the album Yeah, with This Could Be the Start of Something Big. Well, I hope it certainly is. You are listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. And a little later on, I'm going to tell you about a contest that we have, and we're going to be giving away a box set of classic CDs from Columbia Records, some of the most famous Columbia recordings from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. And I'll give out the details later on in the program. We now go to Errol Gardner from the live recording Concert by the Sea with Autumn Leaves.
Thank you.
part of a concert that Errol Gardner recorded in Carmel, California, that was released on the Columbia album Concert by the Sea with Autumn Leaves. Let's now move to one of my favorite recordings from Rosemary Clooney. It's an album she did in the 1950s with Duke Ellington called Blue Rose. Most of the compositions on it are from Duke Ellington. Here she is with I Ain't Got It Bad.
Never treats me sweet and gentle the way he should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood. I got it bad, and that ain't good. But when the weekend's over and Monday I end up like I start out, just crying my heart out. He don't love me like I love him. Nobody I got it bad, and that ain't good. Though folks with good intentions tell me to save my tears, I'm glad I'm mad about him. I can't live without him. Lord above me, make him love me the way he should. I got it and that ain't good.
Rosemary Clooney and Duke Ellington from the album Blue Rose with I Ain't Got It Bad. Probably, I have to say, one of my favorite Rosemary Clooney recordings. Well, we're going to be giving away a box set of 20 CDs of some classic Columbia recordings, many of which you're listening to today, that were made in the 1950s and 1960s. It's a special box set that was issued by Sony Music in France. Now, if you want to have a chance to win, all you need to do is send us your name and what partner station you're listening to this program on, and we will announce the winner at the end of the month, so for the last show in the month of March, which will be on the 29th. All right, so do get in touch with us right away. And the email to do so is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Here's Thelonious Monk and his quartet from the album Monk's Dream with Bright Mississippi. Thank you. The Thelonious Monk Quartet from the album Monk's Dream with Bright Mississippi. I should mention, by the way, those CDs that we're giving away include the original artwork on both the front and back cover, as well as the original liner notes. And what's nice about them, because many of these albums had a running time maybe of around 30 minutes, they also include bonus tracks that were made during the original session of those albums, including rehearsal takes and some of the studio chit-chat, so you can actually hear what was going on in the studio when the album was being made. It's a lot of fun to listen to. Herbie Hancock has, of course, a big name, not just in jazz, but also in popular music. This is from the album Headhunters, with a song that became very well connected with him and has been performed by a number of other artists. It's his own composition called Watermelon Man.
Thank you.
the original Columbia recording of Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man from the Herbie Hancock LP Headhunters. So I'll move to a vocalist that, well, not too many people remember. Her name is Jenny Lee. This is an album that she recorded with Rand Blake on the RCA Victor label called The Newest Sound Around. That also includes a couple of pop songs from the day. The pop songs, of course, are sung in a jazz style on her bonus tracks. And it's a very nice record. Here she is with the Billie Holiday classic, Summertime.
Standing by. shouldn't we fall in love? Our heart's made of it, let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Oh, let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other to be or not to be. Let our hearts discover. Oh, let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. We might have been made for each other to be or not to be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's take a chance. Let's fall in love.
Betty Carter. And Let's Fall in Love from the album Social Call. Before that, the unique voice of Jinity. And on piano ran Blake from the album The Newest Sound Around with the Billie Holiday classic Summertime. As you probably have gathered so far on today's program, quite a bit of the female vocalist. Well, we're going to depart from that right now and have a little bit of Miles Davis and Sweet Sue, Just You.
Thank you.
Sweet Sue, Just You, Miles Davis. Now, I just want to remind you again about that box set that we're giving away of some classic Columbia recordings. It's 20 CDs in all that include bonus tracks and the original artwork. To enter, just send us your name and what station you listen to us on to jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. And we will announce the winner at the end of the month. Let's now move to Chet Baker from the album She Was Good to Me, an album that was recorded for the CTI label in the early 1970s that features Bob James, Ron Carter, Jacques Desjonettes, Steve Gadd, with orchestra conducted and arranged by Don Sabensky. It's a wonderful number called It's You or No One. It's You or No One, Chet Baker, from the CTI release, She Was Too Good to Me. Well, with that, we are at the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking. And I just want to remind you again about those 20 CDs that we're giving away. Send us your name and the station you listen to this on. And then at the end of the month, we will have a lucky draw and announce it on the program. The 20 CDs are courtesy of Sony Music in France, and it's a box set containing the 20 top Columbia releases from the 1950s, 60s, and early 70s. There's a little bit of Miles Davis in there, Helen Mirrell, Chet Baker, and so much more, so do get in touch with us. If you want to get in touch with us for that, or also to let us know what you think of the program, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. If you want to listen to this program again or past editions, visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. Once again, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent wishing you well. Hope that you enjoyed the program and being with us as always. And we'll see you again very soon for another edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Until next time, so long and take care.